It's fitting that on Friday we celebrated the Feast of the Sacred Heart, and then on Saturday we celebrated the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Because these hearts are the principle by which God can feel our pain. Jesus, when he became man, took on a human heart like any of us have, one that pumps blood to the body of Christ, but one that also feels with us. And that heart was feeling very deeply when he got to this village and saw a mother who was mourning her son, her only son, and she herself was a widow. I'm sure that Christ instantly thought of the fact that his own mother would be losing her only son, and that, in fact, she too was a widow. And so he feels immediate pity, and he steps forward and heals the man. And if you think about what this widow must have been feeling, it's not only the loss of a son, but in Semitic times, in ancient Israel, when a woman was widowed, she would go to live with her oldest son and his family. And then if that son died, she would go to live with the next son and so on, so that she would always have a place to be, a family to care for her. It's before the days of 401ks. And so when the son dies, suddenly she's left without support and without a family to care for her. And so our Lord has a great intentionality about him. He doesn't continue to just let the funeral procession go by, like so many others probably were, chatting with his disciples, talking about what they were going to have for lunch after they got into the city, you know, scrolling through Facebook on his phone. He was intentional. He was always in the moment. And because he was always in the moment, he was able to see what was going on and then heal this woman's son. And we always have to ask ourselves, why is it that this healing was put into the gospel? Because St. John himself writes that if everything that Jesus did or said was put into the gospel, there wouldn't be enough books in the world to cover it all. And so everything that we see in the gospel is very particular for each of us. And so what we have is a moment to peer into the heart of Christ and see that pity that he has for each of us in our suffering. That's why this is so important. I remember when I was in Philadelphia during my first couple years of seminary, I was in a church in the city raising money for the seminary causes. And afterwards, I was greeting people in the back of church, and the pastor was there with me, greeting people as well. And one woman, very distraught, came up to him and said that her son had just been diagnosed with a terminal disease, and he was only expected to live for a few months at most. And he was a grown son. This woman was probably in her 70s, but she was so distraught, and the priest comforted her, and then the woman said to him, "You know, it's not fair that a mother should have to bury her son." And the priest said, "Well, that's true, but you should stay very close to the Blessed Mother because she had to bury her son." And then she replied, "Well, yes, but he rose from the dead." And the priest replied, "Well, so will yours." In other words, he's showing us that he has that power over death, that power over suffering. And that his touch is the one that heals, because that touch comes directly from his sacred heart. And so Jesus never abandons us. We see that at the foot of the cross. This is a similar situation where you have a mother losing her only son. But he gives his mother to his beloved disciple, John, to care for, and by extension, the rest of the apostles. But the thing that was unusual is that then he gives his mother, after giving his mother to John, he gives John to his mother, giving that mother to each one of us, so that when Mary's heart feels for us, she has that direct connection to being our mother also. And that when her heart feels for us, she intercedes with our Lord's Sacred Heart, who can bring that healing touch that he brought to the village of Nain. Now, centuries ago, that mother and that son would have died, perhaps not that long after the healing. But what a difference it made centuries ago when they did die, that they knew that there was someone who had power over death, that there was somebody whose heart went out for them in their hour of greatest need, that there was someone, God himself, who visited his people and revealed to them his Sacred Heart. And just like it did centuries ago, that same Sacred Heart continues to beat for each one of us every day of our lives.